Good Sunday morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director of the National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami on this Sunday morning, where we have Hurricane Sandy centered more than 250 miles off the coast of North Carolina. The center of circulation is not going to be necessarily the center of our focus here over the next couple of days, because Sandy is not just a point on the map. It is a very large system with tropical storm force winds extending hundreds of miles away from the center. In fact, just to give you an idea of how widespread the effects are, currently we are already seeing tropical storm conditions on the eastern portions of North Carolina and the Outer Banks and the Sounds, while the center of circulation is 250 or so miles off the coast. Those winds are going to spread generally northward as the system generally maintains its current level of intensity all the way up until final landfall within the next couple of days. But gale force winds, as the system gradually over the next couple of days loses its tropical characteristics but maintains its near tropical storm hurricane threshold intensity, those winds will spread into the mid-Atlantic states by later today and by early Monday morning into Long Island, southern New England area. So today and tomorrow, the weather will gradually deteriorate along the mid-Atlantic and northeastern coastlines, and this is not just going to be a coastal event. This is going to have wide-ranging effects for many people inland as well. So the large size of the system, much like Isaac earlier this year, and in some respects like Irene last year, is going to mean that it's going to affect a lot of people. Now, let's take a look at that all-important forecast track. This is unusual for this time of year for something to be heading to the northeast as it is right now at about 13 miles an hour, but make this gradual but then sharper left-hand turn back toward the coast, with landfall occurring sometime late Monday night or early Tuesday morning. But again, landfall of the center of circulation is not the time I want to focus on. It's going to be today and especially tomorrow that conditions will go downhill all on the coast and then proceeding inland. Right now, max winds at 75 miles an hour. And over the next day or so, it's going to continue to be over relatively warm water before it crosses the Gulf Stream. And so it has a short window of opportunity to maybe strengthen a little bit as a tropical cyclone. But whether or not it's tropical storm or hurricane doesn't matter too much. It's going to be right near that threshold. And then on Monday and into Monday night, it's going to move over cooler waters but be able to maintain its intensity or perhaps strengthen a little bit due to non-tropical influences, as we think it will make the transition to a post-tropical cyclone, but perhaps at hurricane strength as it makes landfall and then moves inland and slows down a bit over the mid-Atlantic and northeast states, and means a prolonged wind, surge, and rain event. Storm surge, a significant threat of storm surge. Coastal areas from North Carolina all the way up through Connecticut, Rhode Island, and the south-facing areas of Massachusetts. Storm surge flooding above ground level due to a combination of surge and tide could be 4 to 8 feet in many of those areas, and in Long Island Sound could be 5 to 10 feet in some spots above ground level. We could be measuring rainfall totals up near a foot in the mid-Atlantic states and maybe at least a half a foot areas farther north. Not just a coastal event going well inland, affecting a lot of people. Pay attention to what your local emergency managers are telling you to do. Live from the National Hurricane Center, I'm Director Dr. Rick Knapp.